So there's a wonderful story about a Japanese samurai, which sums this up again. I don't know whether I told this. I can never tell whether I told my story before, because I'm lecturing on this to my class, and I keep getting it back for it. This is of a samurai whose duty it was to kill the man who had killed his overlord. And he had run the man down and now found him. After months, he got him cornered. And he draws his samurai sword. That man's back against the wall and can't do a thing. And in his terror and exasperation, the man against the wall spits at the samurai. The samurai puts his sword back in the sheath, turns, and walks away. Now, why did he do that?
This man.
It made him angry. If he had killed that man in anger, it would have been his act. He would have bound himself to the world of fear and desire, wrath. Formerly, he had been able to hold himself so that nothing was happening. And he had lost that balance. He had lost the immovable spot. He was not acting and at the same time not acting. Anyone in athletics knows that that's the way to be an athlete. You're acting and you're not acting. The thing is taking place. And that's the way this should have happened. So it's a religion that, in its ultimate mystery, is awfully hard to grasp. Yet it's a religion that, in its actual performance, is awfully easy to sympathize with and go with, because anything you're doing is it. The main sin is inadvertence, not being attentive to life, to the moment that you're in, to its mystery, to what's happening right here now. When that's there and you realize that the whole mystery and void is shining through at you, you're there. That wonderful text, the heart of the Hridaya Sutra, the heart of the Yonder Shore Doctrine, gives us this as the final word. Gone, gone, gone to the yonder shore. Disembarked on the yonder shore. O wisdom, hallelujah. There's nothing you can say about it. And that yonder shore is this shore, and we're all right there shining with all this right now.
You have been listening to Buddhism, the fourth talk by Joseph Campbell in the series entitled Eastern Way. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH. That's 1-800-330-MYTH. Or you can visit us online at www.jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.